We'll call to order the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. Bob, you want to establish a quorum?
Okay. Dave Stewart called. Rick Caudell called. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel, let us know. Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton, let us know. And George Kramer.
Is here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay, I'd like to welcome you to the September 21st, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon two Division 3 permit applications that were presented during the September 14th public hearing. The Planning Commission will also hear two new concept requests, which will be presented during the Tuesday, October 13th, 2015 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month on October 13th. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, has everybody read the August minutes? Anybody want to make a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Bob, we can go to the battlefield.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015-18, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre, D, utility easements and building line setbacks; E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities; second, the approval of a Division 3 permit 2015-18, authorizing the battlefield shall be limited specifically to the 2.5-acre property description attached to the decision of record; three, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature; four, this decision is subject to all existing easements; five, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development; six, there shall be no on-street parking on Jefferson Road; seven, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office; and eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Brad? Does anybody got any questions for Brad?
That's what I wanted to make Brad. Correction to number two and add the word limited.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
What we doing?
Adding the word limited on that number two to that, it's just limited to that 2.5 acre piece in the middle there.
Okay. Anybody see anything we need to change on that, or has anybody got any questions for Brad?
I think it was pretty self-explanatory last month, or last week.
Yeah.
Last meeting.
Well, I ask somebody to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Second.
Huh?
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You've been approved, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wedding at the homestead.
The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, the weddings at the homestead has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit should not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Four, if the on-site wastewater treatment system serving the weddings at the homestead shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, repaired, or replaced. Five, prior to the issuance of the Division III certificates of conformance, the applicant shall first present certificates of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District for the buildings utilized for event rental to the Taney County Planning Department office. Six, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Anybody got any questions? No?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, thanks a lot.
Yo, Jeff, I got two girls getting married next year.
Okay, we'll move on to the concepts. Elsie's Color, Me Sassy Hair Salon. Is that the what? Is that right?
Yes.
Huh? Ellis? Ellis? Okay, anyway, come on up.
And I'll kind of turn it over to the applicant and. I've just put together just a brief PowerPoint presentation showing the location. It's located at 4228 South State Highway 125 in Pro Tem, and basically just right here.
That's over in our country, Brad.
My house.
That's
yeah, you look good with the color of
already colored, so you won't have to worry about it.
What's that? I wonder if we can get rid of the gray.
And this is, I don't know if the location's maybe changed
it's
a little
changed.
Bit.
A but, lot, actually.
Okay. And then we've got the north, and I zoomed into the north, the south view, and a zoom in, and an east, and of course the west. And sorry,
I'm making make a motion. Bob, slow down.
I'm going to make us dizzy here. Let's see. We'll put you to the south here.
Where's that on 125?
We actually
I can't place
decided to put it back.
Oh, down by U Highway.
Yeah, here's U.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not up there by. Was that Henry's old place before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is it now? Did it move? It's still on the same property.
It's still on the same property, but instead of we couldn't really make it work up there, we put it between the pool and the shed or barn, whatever. It's kind of way back where the garden is, I think. There's.
Bob, are they something wrong with your fingers?
Sorry. I was just trying to get to a closer one. Have I got it shown?
Yeah,
I see the pool.
Yeah, it's like right even with the pool to the back, behind the well house and in between the house and the shed.
Walk over. Oh. Or she's got a pointer there for you.
Okay. Don't zap Bonita.
It's going to be right about there. It's the most level spot we had where we didn't have to do any other.
And it's a...
Was the other location we had problems with having enough setback?
It was too close to the highway. Where we wanted the place that was already level and flat, it was too close to the state highway. And then we, Mr. Sterrett come out and showed me we could have put it back. I guess I should have kept your name. By this tree, but there would have been a lot more dirt work and cost involved, so... It really, I think, and we have parking already right behind the well house, and there's a level spot for parking right there. So we were hoping that would be okay.
Anybody else got any questions? We'll see you October the 13th. Tuesday, right?
And that falls on... Yeah, I was just going to say, falls on a Tuesday.
Now I know where the...
Tuesday the 13th?
Uh-huh.
So we'll see you October the 13th at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir. I will be here.
And I thought it must be a holiday.
It is. I'm pretty sure
it's not for me.
What's your name? Yeah,
you serious. Cover me sincere.
Oh. Oh, that's going to be going to be dying rabbits. Or
are you going to have a sign made for that?
Will I have a sign? Yes.
Boy, that cost you right there with all them names on there.
We already have a beauty shop down there, but we're having to move it. So.
Oh.
And I just had a little one, so it'll be a lot easier getting rid of it.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, Branson View Campground and Zip Line. I forgot your name already.
My name's Dan Boone.
Dan Boone. Everybody.
And it's currently the Branson View Campground. They're essentially requesting to add the zip line use to this. And kind of the same thing. We've just put together some location maps, basically. It's at 2365 State Highway 265. And I'll kind of zoom in here. This is actually really close to that Branson's Nantucket that came through the process not that long ago. Branson's Nantucket is right over here.
That's north of the Wilder Safari Road.
Correct.
Yes. Right. Yeah, here's the Hannibal Safari Road.
Correct.
I think Pat Burns poured some concrete in
there. We poured quite a bit of concrete there several years ago.
That's what I was thinking. Last year I was in there.
Well, that's up there. You could zip line all the way to 248.
Go up and go to the lake.
And here's the
right over Wilder Safari
site plan they've submitted, showing the approximate locations of the platforms and the zip lines themselves.
How many acres is that setting on?
37. And we currently have a public water supply, a sewer system, parking, everything we need. So we're not going to add any structures other than the poles and the lines between them. Everything else is in place, adequate parking, adequate egress, ingress off the highway.
That's pretty nice place.
That's good terrain.
It's got a great view, and it's situated quite well. Scott Bachman's doing our construction for us. We brought in David Cushman to help us, a consultant, and then we're selecting a structural engineer that's certified in the state of Missouri for the pole construction design.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
Just curious, if you're going to go wood or metal?
Probably going to go wood. It looked like to drive those things down, metal It's all rock right there, and that was going to be cost prohibitive, so we're going to go with wood with suspension wires to hold them in place. It's solid rock, yeah.
I'd say there's more than a little.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Especially with some places where he's putting them up there and down off the holler there. Yeah.
When folks get down to the end, how are you going to...
We currently have a road that's cut down there. It's already a service road.
Oh, okay.
And so the way they've been placed, the service road is already there, so the bottom location will just pick them up in little 4x4s and run them back up. So, you know, we aren't going to have to cut a road. We're going to have to trim some trees up for the line locations, but, you know, in terms, the impacts could be minimal.
Ski lift would work good. Just bring them back up.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for him?
Nope,
we'll
good.
See you October the 13th at 6 o'clock, sir.
Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Have we got any old business or anything? Bob, you might explain to him real quick about the canoe thing, so everybody just kind of knows what's going on.
I ended up, I contacted the couple on Friday, and they're still looking at the feasibility of this, whether or not they're going to be able to...
not sure they're even going to go forward.
Yeah, they're not 100% sure they're going to move forward, so they decided it was a little bit premature to come through the concept hearing or anything, so... they've definitely indicated that they will if they decide to move forward, but they're not
certain. I hope they do, myself.
Yeah, they're just not sure at this point.
Okay, anybody got anything you want to talk about anything? I guess you all know Ronnie's got pneumonia, I guess, right?
Yeah. He caught bush hogging.
Huh?
He caught bush hogging. What
I
said.
Yeah.
That stuff in.
That old dust to get you. Yeah. So, anybody got anything they want to talk about?
I can think of.
This is the third shortest meeting I've had.
Wasn't hardly worth putting in my teeth.
We appreciate it, George.
That's all right.
Are they a Bob? Are having a board of adjustments Wednesday?
Not this month.
Not this
yeah,
month.
We've got one next month.
Sure, last
and there's
right
one
out.
Item.
I didn't know.
I think there's just one item on the agenda for Ed. So
Henry having over so,
I'll buy that.
No, it's setback variance.
Huh? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing on the other two deals that we can.
Yeah, I'd be too leery to bring up anything about litigation.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't tell your old man. We're done, right?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Somebody second? Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.